It was a strange kind of day. Long on hours, but short on meaning, if you know what I mean. I had followed up on an old case. Got a tip from a snitch on a guy who'd done some bad things to some good people. Caught this gal trying to sneak out the back of a water hole he used to frequent kind of frequently. Busted my hand, busting his jaw. Lucky for me, I'm a lefty. I stopped by the hospital to have the sawbones patch up my broken mitt. I drive past the Brooklyn Bridge on my way home. The old spider web, I call it. Standing there, tall and silent, with the moon at her back. Like she owns the city. All the cars' headlights zip across in both directions like tiny fireflies. Looks like everybody's in a hurry tonight. I barely make it home when the old chug-a-boom rattles to a stop. All the racket from underneath tells me she needs a new muffler. Just not my day. I turn off the engine and light one up. The smoke fills my lungs and tells me everything is okay, like it always did. I reach in my pocket and find my old metal friend, a solid silver flask. It was a gift from a dame I never should have met in the first place. Yeah, that kind of day. I drag my tired carcass up the front stairs. My landlady takes a peek out her door, sniffs and shuts it just as fast. Nice old bat. I'll get that back rent to her as soon as I can. I fall into the door and there's old Buddy to greet me. He waits for that scratch on the head he knows I'm gonna give him. I slump on the couch and take a slug from the flask. Buddy boy jumps on the end table and gives me the look, like he knows what kind of day it was. Funny thing about cats, I think they know stuff they shouldn't. They just don't talk about it. Maybe tomorrow would be a little sunnier. Yeah, just maybe.